be crowned. The word goes around from father to son to son.
Well, hello and welcome to Father to Son, Kitchener-Waterloo's best independent music show. Thank you for joining us on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon, June 3rd. We're broadcasting live from the CKMS studios in beautiful downtown Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Gary, she's Barb, and from London, Ontario, this is the Wabi Sabis. Inspiration for that song was his wife, who loves pretty much everything and everyone mentioned in that song. From their EP release, We've Got Deep Psychological Issues and We Need Your Love. That was the Wabi Sabis with My
they
Baby
have our
Loves.
Love. Yeah, sorry.
My Baby Loves Melancholy Things, which you can download from Bandcamp or Earshot. You're listening to the Father to Son Show on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM, Kitchener-Waterloo's best independent music show. And that song is a perfect example of why we are the best music show in Kitchener-Waterloo, because we play the best music.
Right. Right on.
Barb, tell us where we can enjoy the Wabi Sabis live.
They will be playing at the East Side Bar and Grill in London, Ontario, June 16th. And at Victoria Park in London at the International Food Festival, June 23rd.
Ooh, yeah, make sure you get down there. We know we've got a lot of people listening to the show in London. Make sure you get down there and support local music.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I awaken myself. I awaken to find myself in a great hourglass, flipped at birth. The sand pours down around and upon me, rising without pause or concern. In a panic, I try to catch it in my hands, to slow the tide by some time. But there is too much, too fast. It overflows my grasp. I tire from wasteful pacing, running out of time, running out of reasons.
Tried to decide on what to do, thinking of something new. I wanna be true to who I am.
Welcome back to Father to Son on CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. It's the Indie Show. We're broadcasting live from Kitchener, Waterloo. And we just heard Thin Disguise from David Cilia. What'd you think of that one, Barb?
I love that beat, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know what that instrument, that percussive instrument is they're playing?
No, tell me.
That's the marimba.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know what that is? It's like some people mistake it for a xylophone.
Okay.
But the xylophone has metal, like things that you strike.
Like keys?
The keys that you strike with the mallets.
Uh-huh.
The marimba has wood.
Oh, cool.
And that's why it's
so
got that nice,
that nice tone,
full tone sound.
Yeah, I loved it.
And I had to learn how to play the marimba in high school in music class.
Oh, really?
Because I took percussion and marimba was required.
Oh, wow.
We had to learn. So I had to learn scale. They had a beautiful one. Yeah, like you know, it's like the size of a table.
Well, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
those
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
It's not this little.
I know. It's not like a toy one.
Now, they had the little hand, like the xylophone or whatever they called it, that you could take home and practice with.
Right.
But yeah, in class, they had the real deal.
Yeah.
So that was David Cilia from his album Double Mind, put out in 2015. Of course, David Cilia now playing guitar for Zuffalo, the psych rock band Zuffalo, touring through Europe right now, and good luck to them. So David Cilia played guitar, piano, and marimba on that song.
Wow.
David Heaton on bass, and Dave Clark on drums.
Mm-hmm. And before that, we heard one of my favorite artists, The Dirty Beat.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Warren Funk.
So that's the solo project of Warren Funk.
Yeah, and the song was They Rule the World with Locks and Curls.
Yeah, really cool concept. I just jumped right out at me, I wanted to hear that song, and I wasn't disappointed at all. And from what I understand, I don't know if I told you this, but Warren sent us sent an email saying that he was going to send some kind of promotional package that came out with when they released that song as a single, I think in 2021.
Okay.
And so this is what I thought was cool, was that he mentioned his wife in the email, because he said we, and he said, oh, by the way, the we is my wife, and I think he said her name was Claire, and she does the artwork for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the album cover, yeah.
So we just wanted to say special hello to her, because we know that that's a big part of the work, right?
Sure.
I mean,
it's
you know,
important.
Writing the songs, recording the songs, but, you know, promotion and, like, you've got nothing if you don't start promoting and, you know, doing...
Pushing yourself, yourself out there.
And that includes having great artwork, great visuals to go along with your tracks. And we love that stuff. We love the visual stuff. But anyway, you can contact them at info@thedirtybeat.com or just type in The Dirty Beat,
because
they've got one of those names that if you type it up, you're not going to get anything else but these guys.
Right.
So, yeah, so that was great. Now we're going to hear from Roxanne Reddy. And this is a song called Wherever I'll Go, Jaywalking on CKMS, Father to Son. Thank you.
day walking through the streets of time in a frenzy.
From her bilingual album Jaywalking, released April 21st, 2023. That's new.
Mm-hmm.
That album still has that new album smell on it.
Right, right.
That sounded a lot like a movie soundtrack
type
of song to me, didn't it? And it reminds me of some of the music I used to listen to back in the 70s, Weather Report and Return to Forever, that sort of modern jazz.
Mm-hmm. I love the sound effects and the voices in the background.
Yeah really, really layered. Very layered, very creative work by Roxanne Reddy from Montreal, Quebec. And she does all the compositions and arrangements in that album.
Yeah, yep. That's awesome.
Yep. I asked her, how is it that you are able to do all that? You must be trained. You must have gone to school for training. And, of course, she did. She's a graduate of music course at, and I wish I could remember the name of the school, at the university. But, anyway, she is. So she's influenced by Joni Mitchell, Pat Metheny, and Esperanza Spalding. Now, Pat Metheny kind of jumped out at me.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because he did the music for the soundtrack, the 1985 movie, The Falcon and the Snowman.
Oh, I was wondering why we watched that
the other day. Yeah, it's kind of priming you up there a little bit. And that album, or that single that they play at the end, or the song they play at the end, the Bowie song. What the heck is the name of that song? America? This Is Not America?
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, the Pat Metheny Band played the music. Band, and Bowie sang it.
Oh, cool.
So I just thought that was a cool connection to make. And so what'd you think of Roxanne Ready there, Barb?
Awesome. Can hardly wait to hear her next album.
Right on. Yeah. So continue making that great music and keep sending those CDs into the station. We love it, and we love the artwork as usual. Yeah, she's got some really cool artwork on there. Picture of herself. It's kind of a... I don't know, almost like a watercolor kind of...
touch to it, yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
Really nice. Anyway, Barb, I got to ask you a question now. Do you happen to know what time it is?
I think I do, but I think we need to hear something first.
Well, okay, well, let's hear it.
Okay.
You've heard the best, now here's the rest.
Hey, it's time for
Barbie's Best.
Yes, it's time for Barbie's Best. Barb, what amazing song did you bring in for us today?
I have a song by the artist Waterfowl, and they are Aaron Liang, who plays guitar, drums, and synths, and Matthew Lamb, vocals, bass, and synth. And these guys recorded this in their apartment, and it's from 10 years of material because they've been playing together since they were 12. And the album, it's from the album Habitat 2023. It's new, brand new. And Habitat explores the idea of finding belonging in a home slowly being destroyed by uncontrolled greed.
Well, kind of like our house.
Okay.
Now, you were saying that this song reminded you a little bit of Pink Floyd, and that's one of the reasons you liked it.
Yeah, that's why I chose it. Yeah, it does, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay, anything else you want to say about it before we go ahead and listen to Ascending by Waterfowl? Where are these guys from, by the way?
Toronto.
From Toronto.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and they sent, and I believe they're coming into the station to do an interview on Community Connections with Bob and... That's how I got in touch with these guys. I kind of intercepted the email.
Oh, did
and,
you?
Yeah, and I said, hey, you guys, do you happen to have a CD you can send in? And they said, yeah, we do. And they sent it in. And here's one of the songs off of it.
Yes, it's called Ascending.
Thank you.
But I don't expect you to believe me.
From the capital city of Ontario, Ottawa. That was Church of Trees from their 2023 album Courage. Another brand new album on Father to Son. Still has that new album smell to it. And that's actually their sixth major release. Good for them. Of course, Church of Trees headed by Bernard Fraser, who's just absolutely crazy about publicizing the band, and that's why this band does well. One of the reasons this band does well is because of the tireless work that goes into promoting the band, including getting that music out to the radio stations, because if we don't have the music, we can't play it. It's fine to have your music in the rotation, but who's going to tell you who it was, or where they're playing, or anything about it. So that was Church of Trees. You can contact them at www.churchoftrees.com, and I encourage you to do so. That song actually had influence, had influences from Bhangra and Dark Wave. Have you ever heard of those genres of music, Barb?
No.
Bhangra is like Indian folk dancing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and Dark Wave is a genre of music that kind of evolved from New Wave and the post-punk era of the 70s. Oh. So these guys really like to go in and, you know, explore the different genres and put it to music. And I think they're doing a great job. And that song was actually mixed by Rob Stewart of Paragon Cause, who we're going to hear coming up next, by the way. And before that, we heard Barbie's Best. We heard a great song from Barbie's Best. And what was that song, Barbie?
Ascending by the artist Waterfowl.
And they are a duo from Toronto, Ontario. Another great couple of guys that took the time to send their CD to the station, and now they're getting played on Father to Son Show and other shows on CKMS.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we going from here, Barb?
Well, we're going to hear a song called Denied, and it's by Paragon Cause.
Okay, yeah, and this is off of their third album called Autopilot from 2021. And, hey, another duo. There's a lot of these duos out there, either solo projects or duos. Mm-hmm. This is Jay Bonaparte and Michelle Opthoff from Paragon Cause with their song Denied. That was Paragon Cause off of their third album, Autopilot, and they are from Ottawa, and they just released a song that was produced and recorded with A Flock of Seagulls. Remember that band from the 80s, Barb?
I do. I remember them, yeah.
That song, And I Ran? Is that, that's their song, Ran So Far Away?
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, so they sent me a link to that song, and I heard it, and we're going to try and get it on the next Father to Son Show.
Mm-hmm. CKMS receives dozens of CDs as well as electronic submissions of independent music each week. And it is our mission here at Father to Son to bring that fresh sound to you, our loyal listeners. If you hear an artist or band on the show that you really enjoy, let us know. If you are part of a band or musical project of some kind and would like to receive some airplay, contact us at Gary@RadioWaterloo.ca, and we will personally make sure that your music gets on the air.
That's right, Barb. And we were a little sad today when we walked into the studio because there were no CDs sitting there waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure there's a logical explanation for that. And I'm sure that next time we walk in, there'll be twice as many waiting for us.
Right.
Because we do really, really love when we walk in here and it's like Christmas morning and we get to open up the CDs and smell them and hold them in our hands and then we get to go home and listen to them. And that is the best part.
Yeah.
We just love doing that. So please, please continue sending in your great music and please don't stop making great music, because it's because of you guys that we are able to have a show. If you didn't have music for us to play, we wouldn't be here playing it.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it up, and we're going to continue on here. This is Active Nature. On behalf of all the programmers and all of the hard-working volunteers who help to keep this great station on the air, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. Most of all, thank you for your ongoing dedication to community commercial-free radio. Just a reminder that Father to Son can be heard every Saturday at noon and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. just before Requiem for Rock, the smartest show on radio. And we just heard from Act of Nature, their song, I'll Go.
And they're a duo, another duo.
Another duo.
Laura Eason and Jordan James.
They're from Kitchener, right here,
yeah.
home people, talent. Homegrown music right
yeah.
there. And that's from their album, Who We Are. So thank you so much for sending that stuff into the station, Laura and Jordan. We love to play your music on the Father to Son Independent Radio Show. So I had a lot of fun here today, Barb. How about you?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, great music. Loved it.
And we're looking forward to the next one?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Right on. Okay, so we're going to leave you now with the last song. And we want to thank you very much for listening to the Father to Son Independent Radio Show. And all I can think to say is I'm Gary.
And I'm Barb.
So talk to you next time.
See you later.
Did you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on? Hoping you'd come by and tell you just how much I really care. This is the last song I'll ever sing for you. You come looking for the light and it won't be there, but I love you. Oh yes I do. Times that I spent waiting, wondering where you are. Always knew the time would come when I would start to wonder why. Now the time is here, I don't know where you are. So I'll write you one more song, but it's a it's a lie.